Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. Faisal, a common question that we get asked is, am I invested properly? Mm-hmm. They're referring to retirement, right? So I'm in retirement now. Second opinion, am I invested properly? It's an interesting question. There's a number of things that conjures up in my mind when I hear it. Like, what's your strategy? People can't explain their strategy. They don't know their strategy. There's just a whole bunch of issues behind that particular question that you need to explore. But it's one that we thought we should explore because we've had it twice this week, actually, with some people that we're dealing with. In my particular case, dealing with an existing client whose parent was introduced to us. And it didn't take very long to ask a few questions. And we could very quickly identify that this person, this portfolio was just invested some way, wasn't really attached to the goals and objectives of that particular person.
Yeah, what we find in many cases is that people have been sold to and have not built a strategy around.
Excellent point. Yeah.
Okay, and so, and the frustration comes into, so just buy this product, it'll work. And we're missing out on a whole bunch of pieces, such as what are the objectives of yourself as an individual, not just your risk tolerance.
Right.
And when it comes to different types of planning, because how you invest in an education savings plan may be different than how you invest in your retirement plan, which may be different than how you invest in your child's first time home buyer's plan, and so on and so forth. So you can see they're all different in the approach. And so I think when you mention the word strategy, when you ask individuals, what's your strategy? They look at the output. Well, I want to retire. Well, I want to go to post-secondary education, or I want to buy a house, or whatever the goal is. That's not strategy. That's the outcome.
Right. And even worse, in a particular case, different case, it was about, I just want a rate of return.
Yeah.
Right?
Or I want to protect.
Yeah. Yeah. This one was about a rate of return. I said, wait a second. Why? Right? Why? There was a number that this person had in mind.
Yeah.
And it wasn't attached to anything.
Yeah.
Other than it was a number that he had in his head.
And that's a great point. So what ends up happening with many Canadians is some of them have calculated how much they need. And let's make some numbers up here, okay? Save $1 million.
Yeah.
You need $70,000 to come from your portfolio. That's 7%.
Right.
So I'm going to go out there and look at what gives me 7%.
Right.
Okay, that's just simple, makes it easy.
Yeah.
Now you start combing the market and you look at ETFs, exchange traded funds, mutual funds, people's portfolios, doing it yourself, whatever. As long as I got 7%, I'm fine.
Yeah.
What they've missed out on this is how are they getting that 7%?
Right.
There's a journey you go through from when you first invest your dollar through when you get that rate of return.
Yeah.
And that journey we call volatility or risk. Most people cannot quantify risk.
Right.
And so that's the next question, is what's the risk that you're willing to accept in order to get that return?
Right.
The second part of it is, do you really need 7% rate of return in order to get the cash flow you need? And let me give you an example. What if you have this $1 million in non-RSPs and you need $70,000?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to make 7% or more?
Well, you have to make more.
And what if it's in an RSP?
You have to make more.
But what if it's in a TFSA?
You don't have to make more.
There you go.
Right.
So a quantified number of 7% is not 7% always.
Right.
You'd have to make more.
Right.
And then how much risk are you willing to accept in order to get that more?
Yeah. And I'm going to back it up one step further, because in my particular conversation, it was really interesting when the first question I asked is, so what's the money for? And he said, wow, I've been asked that before. And so it was fascinating. And anyways, my point in saying this is, rates of return, risk rates, all this stuff that our industry has done for lots of years is a secondary consideration to what are we trying to accomplish with the money, right? And so this is this idea of purpose, right? What does the money supposed to do for you? And here comes the complexity, especially in retirement, is you've got different goals, right? So you don't have a singular pot of money anymore.
Yes.
Very few people do, I should say.
Correct.
Right? You want to do some liability matching for income in many cases.
What does liability matching mean for our audience?
Right. So if you've got some requirement for cash flow off your portfolio to support your lifestyle, right? You want to, like a pension plan does, is have a portion of those assets that you've got set aside for retirement matched to the cash flow need over time, right? The liability is what you and I call our income when we receive it.
Correct.
From the portfolio's perspective, that's the liability, right? So make sure you've got an income bucket set aside to do that. And then there's other goals and objectives, as you said, which can be quite diverse. And in some cases, they can compete against each other, right? You can't achieve the same thing with one investment strategy.
I had a listener of our show call me up and ask for a second opinion over the phone. He's in his late 70s. Well, how should I be investing my portfolio given the economic environment was the question. Same question I asked back. What was the purpose?
Yep.
Oh, I don't, it's not for me. This money is for my grandchildren. Well, how old are your grandchildren? One's 12, the other one's 15, and then I've got like a four-year-old. Three grandchildren. Great, you got three grandchildren, and you're investing this money for them. When will they be using this money? Oh, not until they're done university. So 10 years from now, you got that much time. You can take on a lot more risk, volatility, with the mindset that you're not touching this money for 10 years than if you were to do liability matching and have an income bucket where you need the money next month or next year.
Right.
And that's the difference of strategy versus, is this the right investment?
Okay, so I started this segment and I said, you know, the question was, am I invested correctly, right?
Yeah.
For retirement, let's add that. So what I would say to people is you wanna, before you're asking that question, arm yourself, sit back, start thinking about what it is the money's supposed to do. And do not be surprised in any way, shape or form when you have multiple things you've listed, okay? Most Canadian families would say, I need some income. Mm-hmm. Boy, I need some growth because inflation's even at 2%, never mind at 8%, at 2%, inflation erodes purchasing power over time.
Correct.
You have to grow to offset that. Most Canadians will face, most families will face some form of health issue along the way. And even if you're healthy to age 95, things change. Quality of care, quality of life changes. And you need to consider the impact of that on your retirement, and ultimately, for those that are gonna be transitioning assets, how do you do that?
We've got a couple minutes. I wanna give the idea about healthcare because I think this kind of will open eyes for a lot of individuals. There are people who come to us and say, you know my recreation property?
Yeah.
Well, if anything happens to me where I can't enjoy that property more and I need home care or I have to go into a home, I'm gonna sell that property and there's enough capital there to pay for my care. So we quantify in today's dollars, if that happened today, the money you have from in your property would cover the next 10, 15 years of your healthcare needs. I asked the question, what's the growth rate of your property? Mm-hmm. And what's the growth rate of costs of long-term care or home care?
Right.
And do they match?
Right.
And they go, no, home care and long-term care inflation rate is way more than what my property value goes up year over year on average. Mm-hmm. Well, then are you matched properly with the investment to match the goal?
The asset and the goal, yeah.
Is the strategy matching?
Right.
But no one comes to us and say, is this the right investment for me when it comes to real estate being used for a healthcare need in the future?
Right, right.
It just seems like it's a bucket of money just waiting to be used and I'll just use it at that point in time.
Yeah, and we've talked about this on plenty of shows in the past. It's silo thinking too, right?
Yeah.
So we often put our assets into different silos and you're not considering the full picture and what all these things are supposed to do. And when you do that, you can create all kinds of problems for yourself.
Correct. And so when you're looking at the total picture, the fears that you have, the concerns that you have, the goals that you want, how do you make sure this all works out? How does it all come together?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about that in our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, June 20th, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com.
You know, Faisal, I think we've had a really really good show today talking about the purpose of retirement. Okay, it's always got to start there. We're talking about specialized strategies like trusts today and trying to demystify those things, right? And then this whole notion of you got to back it up. You got to match assets, right? We call it asset dedication. Dedicate assets to do certain things in retirement, and there's multiple goals.
And please, if you can take from this, the one thing you can take when it comes to your portfolio is understand the volatility or risk that you're invested in.
Right.
Because if you the what can really hurt you is not knowing that whole picture.
On behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, we want to thank you for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. We'll look forward to talking with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.